Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an unexpected Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yeah. Yes, we are here, Jimbo and I. And you are here, and we're happy to have you. So welcome to our Facebookers who join us quite often on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can see us streaming live, and also to our many blog talkers that join us from around the world. We're very happy to have you. And we do, as Jim will explain shortly, we do want to give you a shout out because for many of you, it is late or very early. Exactly. So we want to make sure that you get recognized for staying up or getting up early. I don't know. Whatever it is. You know, you start working with time zones and whatnot, it can really kind of, you know, play with your head. So anyways, I want to remind y'all, ordinary playing cards, as I'm showing to the Facebook crowd right now. Yep. Or just regular poker cards. Okay. Also, I'll be using a 24 card.
Well, it's ordinary for you.
Yeah.
That's your standard.
Thank you. Nice save there,
buddy. That is true. You speak truth. You've been doing this for how long?
Yeah. I'm going to be... Are you waiting for an answer?
No. I mean, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, my God, like 30?
So that would make it pretty ordinary. That's your standard layout, yes. So anyway, go back. 24-card layout. Keep going.
24-card layout, yes. And that's a very good way for me to see what the landscape is in your life. What's happening? What's impacting your day-to-day existence? And what's coming in the future? So I need a moment or two before... I'm able to give you a reading. But Jim will fill up the dead air, I'm sure.
I'll fill the dead air with more dead air. Or just air.
All right. So here you go, Jimbo. You've got the stage.
Folks, I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we want to remind all you folks out there that are international... Just let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime you show up. But we have a bunch of you here already, so let's back it up.
Even some new ones.
We have Terry Sue. It's in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Marie also.
Yes, and I think...
Let's see. We got Rachel from the Land Down Under in Australia. Virgil has rocked in from the UK also.
And I believe we have Gina, who hails from Gateshead.
But I don't know what that is.
Well, I've never heard of it here, so.
Oh, but that doesn't mean, I haven't heard a lot of cities in this country. It doesn't mean they're not in this country, though.
So tell us.
Yes, you have to let us know, folks.
Yeah, where are you at?
Northeast, I don't know, northeast what? I don't know what the hell to talk about.
Leiden Comprehensive School.
So anyway, she'll let us know. We'll give her a nice shout out, and we'll do all our crap, and have a dee hoo ba ha. That's what we'll do. We give you shout outs and we do it. You don't just get it at the beginning. Whenever time you show up, we'll give it to you. We'll work you in between readings or in between Deb's taking a breath or sentence breaks. What else do we want to tell you? Ah, very important. She is from the land of Ing, so she is international.
Yes.
Shout out to Gina as well.
Very happy to have all you.
515-602-9676. I got to remember to start typing that and pinning it right away. It's a while to learn these things. That's the number you call in to get your free reading. When you call in, it's basically says that you can listen to the show while you're on hold waiting.
Yeah.
That's a true statement. I always try to test it because sometimes things go wrong. And if it does go wrong, you'll know because it'll be silence. There is no silence here. It's either music because the show hasn't started or there's shoe. The silence means there's something wrong. Typically, hanging up and calling back fixes the problem. If the problem is not just a cell phone connection problem, then just keep trying. That means we had to re-rack something, reset it. Silence, a lot of times good, but not good for in this case when you call in. Okie dokie, let's see here. Facebookers, we'll try to turn to you. We all do the best we can. We just can't make promises because, you know, we got phone calls and we can't just nail down times. We can't have you call in on Messenger early and get in a queue. There is no such thing. So you just have to wait till we open the floor and we'll make it very clear. And it'll be audio, video, Messenger chats to Deborah Lee. All right, and one more thing, regardless of how you're getting readings, when you hear that, that means that reading that you were getting, and I'm using past tense because it's done, it's over. All good things must come to an end, and that is the same for free reading. So when you hear the harps, your reading has been concluded, but before we rock and roll to the next person, we're going to give you an angel card, hence the harps. Today's flavor is the healing angel cards. We have lots of angel cards, and we like to rotate the crops a little bit. So today we're going with the healing angel cards. They are typically just a few sentences, nice and short, and nice healing message of some type. So that is what that is. All right. Anything else, Deb, before we hit the phone lines?
Some pretty interesting stuff happening down south. I don't know if you folks have caught the news.
South in the United States.
Yeah, right. I managed to see some of the raw video that was taken. They're calling it a racial brawl.
It's a free for all.
But I'm going to tell you what. The men can go and go fisticuffs with each other. I don't care. But these guys were also beating up women, you know, and I don't know. I know a lot of you think, well, that's kind of sexist of you. But is it really?
Did you see an entire video? Maybe they started punching on the guys?
Well, what they were doing is trying to get them off of their men.
Oh, you should never jump in. When you jump in to break up a fight, you got to stand by for the consequences. Well, Even a guy.
There were white guys on some kind of boat, pleasure boat. And this black bunch of guys came up and were physically assaulting them. And then it just turned into this huge...
Well, speak softly and carry a machine gun.
Well, anyway, if you get a chance to see any of the footage,
life is terrible. Humans are suck. You know, right? Right.
Yeah, and it's such a mob mentality these days. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen around where we live, so it is what it is.
I used to often do readings on current events and things like that, and I just try to bypass those things now because sometimes all it is just more bad news.
I don't watch real news. I look at headlines, and that's enough because a lot of times, even the headlines, a lot of times they can skew it for political reasons or whatever that writer point he wants to get across. He's writing it with a flavor. He's not reporting it as a middle of the ground like they used to wave once upon a time.
Well, and that's a bad thing with journalism, Jim. That's a bad thing because what happens is you want to create, what are you pointing at? Yeah. You want to create as much, I don't want to call it pandemonium, but I know when I brought in a good story as a journalist there back in the day, I would, the whole newsroom would be like, oh, yeah, that's great. And we would try to write it as sensationalized as we could. I didn't see what you said.
We have a caller that's been listening now who's on not on mute. We have Skype called in. Hey, Skyper, who do we have?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Good to hear from you.
Deb's guess was accurate.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while, and I know y'all are having fun with your shows, and I just want to ask you, I'm a friend guy, I just wondering if you have ever talked to him, because there was a miscommunication, because I did drink a little bit.
You did what? You drank
I did
a
drink.
Little? Oh.
I don't drink
yeah.
a lot, but so it was, I think I said something I was not supposed to, but I don't even remember because I was, anyway, but I don't do it all the time. That's only like once a year. Anyway,
okay.
So in case he calls, he needs to ask me direct. I thought, I don't know if he has ever called the show. I have a feeling he has.
Didn't
my question is to love.
I think so. But
I wonder, what, can you tell us his first name?
You mean he's actually called in and asked for a reading?
I don't want to say the name.
Oh.
But you, well, you're
we
professional.
We are, but we get mail callers.
If they call in on this show, there is no privacy if you call in on a show because the whole internet is listening to the show. You've already said, I don't need privacy when you call into our show.
Yeah.
You've made that disclaimer without even saying it. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Well, what would you like me to, check the cards?
Yes, love doctors, and thank you again. It's been a while. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Love Doctor here, helping us with love situations and always having fun. My question is, so I changed my number, right, because I have other things going on. But anyway, I'm not sure he's tried to call me or he's called me or is he going to call me pretty soon on another number. I think he might have that number and he does. Because sometimes it goes through, sometimes it does not. What is your intake on that, love doctor?
Okay, let me ask you, have you spoken to him at all since the last time you called the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have been communicating at some point.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Okay. All right, and you want me to look at the cards, just to be clear, you want me to check out...
I want you to please see if he is maybe coming to my direction. Secondly, when do you see him? When do you see me, him, and I communicate and talk on the phone? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm glad you do, Deb. I'm glad you do.
All right.
The doctor lady.
Dr. Lady.
That's
lady to me.
Well, you're in a very good mood.
Are we having a little drinky poo again?
No. I don't do that much. Only
I am having a drinky poo. Oh my goodness, energy drink.
Oh, he's trying to get over to you, and you will be hearing from him. You know, I'm going to make a suggestion to you that might clear up a lot of cloudy areas in this relationship for you. Go to a website called checkmate.com and put in his name and the state where he lives. I don't think they ask for much more than that. But I think you need to get the lowdown on this guy.
Hopefully he doesn't have a name like John Smith.
Yeah.
But that ain't going to work out too good.
Well, then you go and you can also look as they give you this big list, you look at the ages, and there's going to be people on there that are like 90.
Oh, sure, I guess
you
that's
know.
True. There's other factors you can narrow it down. I see what you're
but
saying.
But I'll tell you, it's very cheap to have it for, I think it's one day, like maybe $1.95. Or you can take it for a week or something like that. But I really think you need to check this guy out. You know, it's gone on for a long time now. But the thing is, I have suspicions about him and that woman that he shares a business with. You know, I forget her name. It begins with an O. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't hurt. You know, as you're putting your life basically on hold to wait for this man, I think it would be very interesting to find out what his marital status is. If he's divorced, if he's not divorced, you know, it's going to be there. It might be worth your while. And I know a lot of times we can be afraid to get the truth. But
yeah, don't put your head in the sand.
No, you really can't. You know, remember what I have mentioned? You might not have been listening on that night, but my mother went with a man for many years. He had been a Marine for quite some time. And then he was like incognito. I don't think they knew each other then. But the bottom line of this is, had she checked him out on this website, she'd have found out that he was in a mental institution for 20 years for having killed his wife, because his previous wife, because she didn't put enough tuna in the casserole.
Hey, you know, come on, man. I guess, you know, some people have a very fond of their tuna casserole, I guess.
It's important to know these things. My sister and I didn't find out until after he was dead.
Mm.
He always seemed to treat her well, but my mother is speech impaired from a really bad stroke. So she could be drifty, and sometimes, you know, she wasn't really, it sounded like a foreign language when she would, you've heard her talk, right. My mother.
Right now?
No, when she talks, it's like a foreign
now. Language.
Now? Yes.
No, she talks like the aliens do on Mars Attacks. Oh, I'm not joking. No, she's, have you watched that? Have you ever heard that movie? Mars Attacks,
she does.
I ain't bullshitting.
She does on this, and just as a little sidebar here, this woman was very successful in business. She was a public speaker. She did a lot of very public things. But I'll tell you, she couldn't listen to anybody if her life depended on it. My mother was such a talker that she would get mad if you tried to change the subject on her. And isn't it funny how ironic, in a divine intervention kind of way, for the last 15 years at least, she's not been able to really communicate at all. So she's had to really
learn.
So
you understand the Martian language. You can at least communicate a little bit.
Well, you run the conversation with her. And you say, you ask her yes or no questions. But other than that, you're not getting anywhere. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you, Melissa, because not that I see anything here. It's just that time is passing on. And if this guy isn't going to come forward, you need to be able to know so you can move forward, so you can move on. And I do see that at some point he's going to come to you, but it's this woman that holds him back. And my concern is that maybe he's not actually divorced.
Yeah, women usually hold a good man back. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, in the past,
well,
Melissa,
plus we don't even know if he's a good
Melissa
man either.
Melissa told me that girl has called, the other woman has called this show. And we've been on the air for 7 years.
Well, I mean,
so
if they don't give us any clues, we wouldn't know, right?
Right.
And they could make up stories to get a reading that have nothing to do with anything. That's the thing. If nobody usually does it. If somebody calls up, I'm going to test them and I'm going to make a bunch of lies up. It's like, that's not how this works. It's not a crystal ball. If you're going to call up, I love this person, I'm going to make an entire story up and all the names up, your reading's going to blow. And you're like, you're a fraud. You should have known. It's like, well, that you're a dumbass. That's not how it works. This is an intuitive card.
Well, it would be like working highly complex math problem.
It's not like
with the wrong figure.
A carnival psychic, yeah. Jackwad sitting at a table. So, all right, we got to do this.
So anyway, yes, here you go.
All right, I got an international shout. We got to move on. International shout out to Kirsty in the UK. The subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. Boy, I think that's totally bad advice, but I'm not an angel.
Yeah, what they're saying work. Or
listen to your heart and soul, because your mind can deceive you.
Well, you know.
Really? How many times have we seen that be the opposite?
Well, you have to remember.
But, hey, I'm not an angel.
The mind only knows what it thinks, and the heart only knows what it feels.
So, which means they all could be wrong. Right?
Yes.
So in other words, just say, screw it, do it.
But the cards are going to tell you very objectively.
Like Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
Right, which, yeah, that's not always a good advice. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for holding in, being the first caller. You can call back much more frequently.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Welcome. You are so very nice to us, and we're glad that you held and became caller number one.
Thank you, Han, and take care.
Yeah, definitely call back. Alrighty then. Did I give my I did give my international shout out to Kirstie, yes.
Yes.
It was she'd been here for a while and I almost forgot and I would have felt shame.
Yes, Rachel, are you saying my name?
I don't know what the hell she's saying. Tequila. How can you drink now wait a second.
Huh.
You didn't drink 18 bottles of tequila.
Maybe she means 18 shots.
Or maybe 18 tequila mixed drink things. That's a lot. That's a lot. If you drank 18 bottles of tequila, even if it's a little pint bottle, people would be at your funeral.
You, that tiny little thing that you are, you may not be speaking anymore after all
your life force would end. Plus, damn, it would have to be, it would have to be the really high quality stuff because cheap tequila, oh dear God, that stuff's awful.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Kerosene.
It is. I mean, I can drink some drinks cheap. I can drink cheap vodka, cheap rum.
Vodka's okay.
The white liquors. Well, not gin. That's got to be good too. But vodka and rum, I can drink cheap shit. But
Terry Sue says she's got Irish blood. Yeah.
Yep. Well. Alrighty then. On that note, let's move on. 779 in Illinois. 779. You're the next caller. Who are we speaking to?
Yes.
Who do you think you're speaking to?
Yes, it's our.
You know who you're speaking to.
No, she doesn't call us.
I'm supposed to be number one. I don't know how I got beat. So.
No, because you haven't called as often as you used to.
Well, somehow she.
It is what it is. We have a few other Illinois folks.
It is what it is, but I did call last week, so I don't want to hear it.
How's life in the cornfield?
Life. Boring.
Okay,
but at least our weather's nice. We're not hot. We're not boiling. We're not high humidity. That's
you guys
a really
are
nice weather. It's almost like fall.
You guys are like in what, the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, today we're like in the low 80s. It's really nice out.
That is pretty nice.
We had a little rain shower, nothing too strenuous. It's actually really nice. It's like fall weather. It's nice.
Maybe that means it's going to be a cold winter.
Yeah, maybe.
But hey, it is what it is.
You know what?
I'm a little worried, yeah, because trees are starting to change out here already, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Now,
yeah,
Daryl always said in the month of August, if you see black caterpillars, it is going to be a horrid winter.
And you know what, though?
I have not seen the black caterpillars yet, though, so I haven't seen any of them. The woolies, I haven't seen any woolly caterpillars. So what does that say?
Caterpillar my entire life in Duluth, Minnesota, ever in my life. So that's probably where he grew up in Pennsylvania, probably.
A lot of army worms.
But they're not black.
Mm-mm.
And they had nothing to do with winter. They didn't give shits about winter.
All right, so Teresa, how's Edward doing?
Eduardo?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
What brings you to the show? What do you would you like us to contemplate for you?
I don't know. I'm just being really weird because it's really a hard thing to do being in, I guess, in a relationship.
Yes, it is. What? True words.
You know, it's not anything. It's not even there yet. You know what I mean? It's just a friendship.
Well, and the early stages are awkward. You know, you haven't got comfortable.
It's very hard.
Right, and it takes time before you can kind of let your freak flag fly and show them who you are. You know, and wear your holy underwear and.
There's nothing wrong with religious underwear.
I'm still being my true authentic self, so that stuff is like, that's nothing. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's been, what, 7, 8, 9 years that I've been single. It sucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's ready to
I forgot how to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's like riding a bike. Once you get back on,
it all comes
back. And... you know, it's a beautiful feeling, too.
Yeah.
So did you want me to see what the future is holding?
Yeah, just look and see what the cards say.
Right, so she's looking just a snapshot ahead. Yeah. What do you see in her future?
Okay.
We should get a crystal ball here for effect.
I don't know how to use one.
I didn't say, I said for effect.
Oh, yeah.
That's not your shtick.
Put it on the table.
Yeah. A little one. If you put a big one, a little baby one. You know, they put them on a little pedestal.
You got to be careful with crystal balls in your house because they have burned people's houses down.
They have what?
Why?
Burned people's houses down because they'll have them in their, like, house, and then the sun will hit them just right. And since
and
it amplifies the effect of the sun, it has burned people's houses down. So that's why when you own a crystal ball, a big one, or even any, like, true crystal ball, you have to keep it covered when you're not using it, because if the sun hits it in any way or form and you are not there, it will set your house on fire in less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
I was thinking I'm not getting
it. It has happened.
Well, there you go, folks. We just learned something.
I'm sure all the gypsies out there are.
Yeah, so if you do have a crystal ball or any crystal that, you know, that can do that, and you have it anywhere near a light source, like, near a window or something that catches a lot of sun, you got to keep it covered or keep it out of the sun because you're just asking for trouble.
Well,
you know, but
it's like a magnifying glass. That's all it is. It's a magnifying glass, and all it does is it'll magnify that light and just...
And people hang those crystals in their windows.
In their windows,
yes.
So just think about that before you buy those things. Because,
God,
some reflect, but some amplify.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
But like a magnifying glass, the situation has to be just right. A magnifying glass won't start a fire on anything. It has to be at the right exact distance to that thing for it to start a fire.
Right, but a lot of people...
If you hang it in your window,
But if you have a big crystal ball, like I'm talking like the typical, you know, what you think of a gypsy witch would have.
The gypsy ones,
like a big one. You can research this. They do recommend that if you get one, that you keep it covered.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing that.
Public service announcement to all you gypsies out there, you amateur gypsies, because I'm sure the professionals know that.
To cover it.
Now, I think they cover it anyway because it probably protects it too, you know.
I've got your cards laid out. Interesting information about Ed and his son. Okay.
Okay.
There's so much love. The potential for this to be a real love bond between the three of you is great. And I need to tell you, they are both actually old souls. So that is going to be quite interesting for you to be dealing with two old souls.
That's an interesting. That has always been an interesting description to me.
About an old
soul.
Right. Yeah. But let's not go down that tangent.
No, but just remember that.
You both know what that means.
That little boy is going to pick up on things really quick and have these pearls of wisdom are just going to keep falling out of his mouth. He may even come across...
Yeah, I've already experienced that. Yeah, I've experienced that.
Precocious, huh?
Yeah, he might seem precocious.
Yeah. Is there any serendipity associated with that precociousness?
Why do you say that?
No, what are these freaking words?
You need to get a calendar with the words on it that you can bone up on.
I'm familiar with the meaning. You've explained them all to me, but it's just why do we use these words?
Your work. Something's coming along in your work that's going to make you angry, very angry. So be prepared for that. So it's a new policy coming down. You're not with FedEx, are you?
No.
Because they settled.
I'm with UPS.
Okay, UPS.
And they must have hypnotized the company because, God, the shit they got, boy.
Did they luck out? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, more power to them.
Well, we're not striking, so that's a good thing. So they got out of it. They got away with not striking.
They got a giant freaking
package.
They got huge. They scored big time.
Well, I'm going to tell you again here. You guys are going to be leaving that area at some time in the future, which I feel the more it keeps coming up, the more it's on the way. And you will be making a home, a permanent home, at quite a distance from there. Would it be out in, like, farm country or...
Ed is kind of stuck where he's at for at least 10 years. So that would have to be way, way distant, unless you're seeing another man coming into my life. Because from what I understand, what he's told me is that he is definitely not willing to relocate right away because of his son.
Well, it wouldn't be right away, but it is definitely in the future.
I mean, do you see me with this guy? Is this, like, this guy going to be, like, long-term? Because the only reason I ask, and now that my mom's gone, I can talk a little bit more freely, is my big issue is you know how you're getting to know somebody and certain things come up and you just kind of, they're annoying? My biggest thing with him, and as much as I do enjoy him, is he talks too damn much.
He
talks way too much, and I can't stand it. I'm like, shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Put something in his mouth. Seriously.
Well, I'm trying to think if it's a nervous tick or not, because I'm running hot and cold with him right now. Like, me personally, not him to me, but me to him. Because, I'm trying to figure the relationship thing out, because I'm like, okay, now I got a guy in my life who wants to be with me and is interested in me, but now what do I do with it? Like, I need a boyfriend care book, Boyfriends for Dummies, because, I forgot, and now I'm like, oh, great, now I got a guy in my life who's going to want my time and my attention, and I'm like, I'm already spread thin, so now I'm like, oh, I get to give you 2 hours, I got to give my parents, 8 hours, I feel like I'm being really spread thin, and I don't want to be mean, but I'm like, I also am keeping him, you guys know, but whatever, but my point is I haven't told my family about him yet, because once again, I'm in the world of, I'm feeling this guy out to see if this is got a lot of potential, and if we are going to move forward, there needs to be labels and say, okay, now we are officially dating, and we are a thing, right? Like, those labels, but I don't want to rush into those labels, because... my big fear is we're seeing each other and everything's going good, but within 30 days of this whole thing starting, he decides, I don't want to pursue this anymore. And I'm like, this, damn, I invested, and now I'm like, I told everybody and my family knows and blah, 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 blah. And then he decides he doesn't want to be with me anymore. And then it's like, fuck. It kind of sucks, because then, everybody's like, oh, what happened? And then you're like, I really don't want to talk about it.
Or you could say, he was a dickweed.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's insecurity right now. You're taking a big leap with this relationship.
Right.
And in my past, I don't know if this is true for anybody else, but when I have felt really nervous and afraid, not afraid, but timid and, around... A guy, I know it's the prerequisite for me to falling desperately in love through that sense.
I don't want to be desperately in love with somebody. I wanted to make sure that this is a good deal, not just some quick fling. Because I hate putting time and effort into
something. Tells her everything in life.
Well,
you know
I think,
I mean?
But
and I hope he's still interested in me, because I feel like he feels neglected by me.
Well, we saw, remember, in previous readings, that he was a fast mover, that he wants to get, fully enveloped into this relationship, because, by the way, the divorce is here. They are definitely getting a divorce. They're going to...
No, they are divorced. They're finalized. They finalized.
Okay,
remember, I told you.
Yes, that's right.
He finalized his divorce on the day of our first date.
Well, they are going to be friends, and you're going to be friends with his ex, too. Okay, as you continue, there's not going to be this animosity between two females.
Well, he's
so
having problems with her right now. Like, that's kind of weirding me out. Oh yeah, because there's a kid involved, it's a lot of drama. But all holidays and all like school breaks and everything have already been divvied out for the rest of this kid's life, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And one of the stipulations is that since she moved over an hour away, because she's like 40 miles away now with the kid, you know, he is not to join any extracurricular activities that interfere with the father's time with his son. So that means Thursdays, because he gets them Thursday afternoon or Thursday mornings and or whatever. Like there's a Thursday's his day. Then he takes him to school, and then he gets, like, so anyways, she, without even consulting him or even asking, went and signed him up for soccer, which the days for the practice days are on Thursdays and always interfere with every single day that he has with this kid.
Well,
and
then,
he put the kibosh to it. He put the kibosh to it because...
Yeah.
He can't go drive an hour south. He works in Milwaukee, which is north,
yeah.
Right? So it's an hour north. So now the kid is 2 hours from his job. He's supposed to pick him up when school starts. He's supposed to pick him up at 3. Well, he can't really do that. And then, like, you know, so he put a kibosh on that. He's like, no, if he wants to join soccer, he can join the soccer team up here where I live, because then it doesn't interfere with his schedule and his time that he gets to spend with his kid, because you got to remember, he only gets the kid for 45% of the time, which
yeah,
I think is shitty because he really loves his kid.
Well, the alternative
is
50%.
Yeah,
well,
true.
He put the kibosh on.
It's only 5% off, you know. It's only 5% off.
Well, now
yeah.
He's pissed, and I haven't,
yeah.
You know, I don't really
yeah.
want to get involved with her. You know, it's between him
yeah.
and her. I don't really have anything to do with it other than, if I pursue a relationship with Mr. Dude, that
okay.
that kid ultimately yeah. becomes my kid in a way, and I will
in a
protect
way.
Him and be Mama Bear. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you.
First of all, you can't replace. You're not replacing that mother.
No, I will never replace it. It's not my kid, but I will be that wall of protection if that kid needs it. Do you know what I mean? Or in
of
any
course.
Situation.
I wanted to tell you
mm-hmm.
that he won't be ending the relationship with you if you choose not to engage in what seems like a very complex and kind of a messy situation. Mm-hmm. You'll be the one
right.
to put the kibosh on it. So, yeah.
Okay.
If this doesn't feel right soon, It might be worth considering your options.
Or just maybe take more time.
Yeah, because the more that kid comes to love you, the harder it'll be for him to let you go.
Maybe his yakety-yak, like you said, is a nervous thing, and that may show out with time. You don't know.
I think he just talks a lot because I'm being very standoffish right now because I'm trying to feel things out. And I told him that. I said, I'm trying
sure.
to figure this out because
a lot of people talk when they're nervous.
Yeah,
and
anyway,
I'm like,
play it out.
Well,
I
to me, it's like I'm sitting here going, I'm trying to figure this out because when you get in a relationship with somebody, you're supposed to want to be around each other a lot and, you know, be in each other's space. And it's kind of hard for me to share my space because I've been single for so long. And it's weird to me to want to share space.
Yeah. It's too much.
And I try to explain that to him. I'm like, you're going to have to be patient with me because this is, it's going to be a transition. It's going to be difficult, but I need to, I need to be a little bit more aggressive, but I want to be able to say to my family members, hey, I'm starting to see a guy. Y'all just don't freak out because, you know, I am going to be going out on dates with this guy. I'm trying to feel him out. Just please respect my privacy. I'm not going to celebrate it until I know that we can literally put a label on it.
Sure, yeah.
Well, that's very smart.
That is exactly what I would tell us. Hey, I'm seeing somebody, but it's not an official thing right now. That's all. Just let everybody know.
Yeah, I mean, we really like each other, and I do like him a lot. I'm trying to, like, just feel it out. I don't know. I'm just weird,
yep.
So I guess he's not going to take me to the curb.
No, but
Yeah, you feel it out. Just take it day by day.
Teresa,
right?
Maybe stay in the present more instead of being way down the road. You know, stay in the present, enjoy each other, and
where it goes, it shall go.
Yeah.
If you worry too much about where it's going,
then
you probably...
Okay, yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, that's really good advice.
If you worry, your worrying could destroy it alone.
Well, and then she'll attract more to worry about.
Yep, because you won't be focused on the present.
Yeah, I'm not trying to worry about it. I'm trying to go on. So that's my card.
Yes, and this healing angel card, I think, is kind of there. It says middle path. Embrace both sides. The middle path is the road to a balanced and more peaceful life. So just take it. Go down the middle. Don't try to worry about, I want this thing, and that, but I'm worried about this thing. Just go day by day. And if it's right in the middle and you don't know where it's going, that's okay.
Cool. All right. That's perfect.
Well, hon, you
Thank
know
you.
We're here.
But it's good that you're concerned. Yep. At least you're not a dumbass.
Yes.
At least you're concerned. Yes.
Right. Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, love
Take care,
you.
Yep.
Take care.
Yep. Right, that's
bye.
Good. Yeah, like I said,
bye, sweetie.
It's
Call
good that she's
again.
Concerned. She's not a dumbass.
You know,
the last thing the world needs is another dumbass.
Too many people
Lots
leap
of them out there.
Before they look.
Sure. That's
and
what I'm saying. She's not a dumbass.
He is a leaper. She's a looker. So they're going to have to work that
out. Well, look at the opposite ends of them. He just got out of a marriage, right?
Yeah.
She's been single for a while, so they are totally opposite on the whole evolving this relationship thing. He's probably thinking, well, it automatically must roll immediately into something. And she's like, well, I've been single for a while. I don't just grab on and run here.
You know, there was only one person I can remember that I dated intensely that had a child. And they were doing that co-parenting thing. And it put such a bad taste in my mouth. Because that little boy was so freaking spoiled that you didn't even want to be around him. And I thought, I can't be in this relationship. I'm not going to like this kid. And certainly, if I was to become, say, a stepmother material, he isn't going to like me either.
No, you'd be an evil stepmother in his
he's
eyes.
He was allowed to do whatever he wants.
She won't let me do anything I want.
Don't sit at he doesn't sit at a table to eat. He takes his food off the plate and runs around the whole house eating and dropping.
I would have left. I would have left right then in that moment. I would have left right then. Of course, there was no Uber back then, right?
Yeah, it petered out petered out.
But if it would have been nowadays, I'd have been like, "What are you doing? Oh, I'm calling Uber because I'm getting the fuck out of this madhouse. I am done. You got. Go. If you haven't seen it, buddy, watch the movie Omen. You have Damien running around this house, so I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, and I can.
He's
always,
got 666 on his ass.
Well, and the parents were checked out. They were both military.
Well, always. Not the kids.
The father was useless. He was afraid to discipline his child because the child wouldn't want to come back. And the wife, okay, get this. Well, they divorced.
Obviously.
But during their marriage, they would have, what can I call this? Well, let's just do this. They would call an escort service and get a bisexual escort to come out, and they would stay at a hotel without the kid.
Without the kid. That's a good thing.
And they would both peruse her services.
Well, you see, you first didn't say the sex tell just now. It was a her.
But the, yeah.
All you said was a bisexual escort. Now you said her service.
It was a female.
So now I know which one. I didn't know till just now. I was getting ready to ask. Was it a guy or a chick?
So they both were bisexual. And
she was.
Whoever
not him.
Just said, Rum Deb. Yeah, Rachel.
Well, that was from how long ago?
Oh, God.
So she ran because it was a bazillion years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Run,
and
Joey, run,
he was
Joey.
So wealthy that I kept thinking of the movie Pygmalion, where I don't remember his name, Rod or Rex Harrison or whatever. He was trying to teach this English girl how to be a lady. You know, the
Never
rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, I think it is.
Something like that.
And he was rich and he was trying to teach me how to go to very elite restaurants I'm glad I got away from that. Yeah. All right. So we do
Oh, Lisa.
My Fair Lady, that's what it was. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
hi
there.
I never saw My Fair Lady.
Hi. How are you?
Well, how's it going for you? We're doing fine.
Well, did I tell you? I can't remember if I told you. I was leaving yesterday. I'm getting ready to leave now, too. And he came running for me, and I simply said I'm rushing. And then I didn't, when I came back, I didn't contact him.
No clue what
I still haven't contacted him, and I still haven't talked to him. I'm very put off by him. I'm just put off. I'm thinking about it, and I can't remember.
Everybody out there listening, you're going to have to just make a jump here, because what she's referring to is from a private session that I had with her.
So just don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Just shut up and listen.
I know where she is.
And that's what I'm doing, too. I'm just I'm just rolling. I just roll. You know, I can always play with myself. I have that option, but.
Yeah. So
it's always an option.
You know what? I think if you are doing exactly what your own heart is telling you to do. That man hurt you. And you're just not going to roll over like a, you know, trained dog.
No.
Whenever he does have an inconsiderate side to him. And I said yesterday, I think it was, that what I feel from the cards is that he never learned how to treat a good lady.
That's something that life teaches you. You don't blame anybody for not learning that.
Yeah.
No.
You learn that on your own as an adult.
Yeah, but if only he ran around with sluts before, they're very low maintenance.
Then that was his life choice. Don't make an excuse for that, not knowing that shit when you're years old.
This is Lisa. And what do you want me to look at the cards about for you?
Well, I know he slept for an hour this morning because I heard the door slam. It slammed a couple of times like I slammed the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And then he came back in an hour. And I didn't have the wherewithal to do anything. I just kind of meditated and journaled and did some work around the house. And then now I'm getting out to the evening. I'm going out.
Going out
and,
early back there.
Happy hour. I'm going out. I'll be back probably after 9. There's a friend of mine that I'm going to go meet some other people. No big stakes. You know, it's just getting out. And I'm dragging myself into it.
Now, one thing, bear in mind here, as I'm laying out your cards, you are putting into motion a paradigm shift here, that the more that this continues the way that it is, the more the situation is changing. So it can be considered on a level that this is the beginning of the end, if you all know what I'm saying, because she's being independent now.
Obviously, she's not 100% satisfied emotionally.
No.
She's not satisfied emotionally. And that, if you're not satisfied emotionally, then that's never going to work no matter what. Doesn't matter what kind of sex you have.
And you are distancing yourself. Now, where you're going to get a whole, like, 20/20 vision on this whole thing.
Probably the hindsight part. Eventually, the separation is going to become so great that she's going to be like, I get it now.
It will have drifted.
And, you know, because love is blind. And that it sounds like a cliche, but it is. And then, you have all your friends telling you stuff, and you've got the blinders on. You're not listening to your friends or anything. And all of a sudden, when it does end, you're like, oh, wow, I can't believe I didn't see that. But, you know, what it is.
The other thing is they can seem rather ordinary once you get over your feelings for them. You might look at a person and think, oh, what was I thinking? You know?
We're humans. We
I want you to know.
Good.
However, he loves you very much. Okay, that's here. I wanted to know what he's feeling about you, but he can tell you're slipping away. And I don't know that he's going to chase you or pursue you. He may just let you go. But it would be, you know how sometimes people do something that is so kind and so loving and so unselfish? that it's actually an act of love to let that person go. And that's where I see him. Is he's thinking, I'm no good for her. I can't be the man she, because now he's thinking too, Lisa. Remember, you're thinking, he's thinking, and he's reaching conclusions on his own. So I'm just saying that I think he's going to let you go. And before, it looked like he was going to really, you know, put the grab on you. I hope she's still there.
She's there, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just, it always has to be me that comes toward him, always. And I'm just,
yeah, and
that's got to get old, I would think, eventually.
That can come from many different places, like fear of rejection. That's why I think he wants a woman to take him sexually, because if he does it, he could get rejected.
Hmm.
And anybody, I came through from a childhood or a background of rejection, and it can make you feel physically sick. Because it triggers all kinds of stuff. And I'm not making excuses.
No, yeah, you are.
No, what I'm trying to do is explain what I see about him. I do not think he's a piece of shit. If anything, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I feel sorry for a lot of people and things, but I don't want to marry him, have a relationship with him.
You're a lone wolf in your life.
So that's that why, because I actually recognize, hey, that person's not going to work out for me. But if I wasn't a lone wolf, I would try to change them and make them mine.
If you were needier, you might be different.
Well, don't be fucking needy, people.
Jim, I don't know why you think it is. It's not just a knee-jerk response. It's more than that, to be needy. There's a lot of anxiety attached to that and a lot of, you know, worry and fear and overthinking and... So I'm just saying, and Lisa's basically taken a bit of a stand from the way he treated her.
As well she should.
As well she, I would have been, my cookies would have been burnt over that too.
I hate when my cookies get burnt.
And so I'm just saying, there's still opportunity to talk, but you should not be the one that has to, you know, give in or whatever you want.
Yeah, initiate and or lower your expectations and lower what you think that I should have to accept for an apology. Okay, well, you came and talked.
That sounds like good risk.
I'll just let it go. What
you just said.
I'll say she shouldn't do that. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Oh, well, I'm saying.
She's been doing it all along. And she's saying it. She's tired of being the one to bend, to flex, to fold like a lawn chair. She's tired of it. She's the one doing it, she said.
So I think you should follow your heart if you continue to not want to, call a truce here. Then just keep going. He'll replace you. He will replace you because he is a very needy man. Okay? So you'll need to accept that.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's in an accepting mood right now. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if Jimbo is psychic.
I think the letters are close. Probably more like psycho.
No. I think you're picking up the vibe. You've been around this all these years.
I've been around this. And I was in the Navy, I was on the largest ship of the RS. I worked at a freaking shipyard that was employed 10, 12, 20, 30,000 people if you count the contractors. I'm surrounded by all sorts of variety of jackwads my whole life. And I recognized a lot of behaviors quickly.
Boy, could I have cleaned up on that ship. And I would have earned a plus fund. So that a guy didn't have money, say, on...
I don't know which one thing you're talking about, but I mentioned
I would do cards, so I'd have my cards in my... You know, I would give them, but I was in the Army. I'd get them for $5 to shine my boots. Something like that, you know, if you didn't have the $5.
You wouldn't have cleaned up shit, though.
But what I would do is amass some money, and then when a guy would come to me and say,
they wouldn't.
God, I've got this eight, and I go, hey, That's what...
They wouldn't.
What was his name?
You wouldn't get that
Lance's
name.
Lance's godfather. And Daryl did it, too.
You wouldn't get that many. Guys typically don't like to go and dump their heart out to somebody doing cards.
No, but if they know you're running...
Because if you were on that carrier, you would have been a guy.
If you're running... Well, they take women now.
Well, I'm saying back then.
Well, right. I'm not talking about back then.
Well, now, yeah, because they're full of bitches now running around in the Navy, too.
Daryl would, like, loan a guy $100 from the sludge fund. Then that guy would have to pay back $200.
Well, that was old. There's a lot of guys that did that all the time.
Well, sure. Jeez.
That's a Navy thing. Borrowed 20 for 40, 50 for 100. That was a thing.
Yeah. And he came home with $7,000.
Yep. And if you get caught, you can go to captain's mass and you can say goodbye to the Navy. Yeah, it's illegal as shit if you get caught. Absolutely it is.
Hey, Deb. Can I ask
Hey, what?
Did he, he left for an hour this morning. It's pretty early. For a whole hour. He usually doesn't leave the house that early. Did he go hang out with another woman? Or
why is that the only, every time he fucking leaves, why is that the only thing you worry about if he's hanging out with a chick?
Because that's how we are.
And you know what?
Bang
well,
chicks.
Then that,
he doesn't bang
that,
chicks.
You know what?
No, that's not
and
happening.
Then, you know, and then that helps to write, that helps to write the story. It helps to write, like, how you really should move on kind of thing, that kind of thing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. I think he went off to, he's sulking.
Well, plus 1 hour. What are you going to do in an hour with travel time and all that
and
stuff?
And licking his wounds and feeling sorry for himself.
If you're going to go hang out with somebody, you're gonna, it's going to be more than an hour.
Because he got used to you always making up with him. You know?
No.
And you're
Does he have a vehicle?
He is shopping. He can. He wants to buy a vehicle that is. He has a list of what he wants in the vehicle. He's very excited about picking the right vehicle. He gets really attached to his vehicles. He's retired and he has his first vehicle.
What?
When I was very young, I got that. But I worked on
it. This last,
nobody wants
the last
anymore.
Vehicle.
I don't have blood, sweat, and tears in my vehicle, so I don't get attached to them.
Can't you get a scooter?
How the hell does he... How does he help? First of all...
Well, I'll suggest that.
What's he really going to do for an hour on foot when he's already injured? How far is he going to go on an hour on foot when he's injured?
We have a lot of friends around us, and people...
Yeah.
You know, people just go back and forth and whatever, you know.
Do you have Lime scooters there? Lime?
Maybe.
You know,
I don't know.
They look
when
or
I was
whatever.
Younger,
like a different company.
They're green.
You know, my
they rent a scooter, rent a bike.
My first marriage, we had scooters, and we rode all over the place, and we had... We did a lot of stuff like that.
I'm sorry, Lisa. What did you just say?
I said in my first marriage, we had scooters and Peugeot bikes, and you know, we did a lot of stuff like that. I'm not into scooters. I just it doesn't appeal to me. I've never appealed.
That's cool.
A motorcycle with a guy. Oh yeah, I would love to do that. You know,
women are so fucking easy.
It's hilarious.
It's a joke.
We had mopeds. Is what we had. My first husband and I, we had mopeds, and I thought it was cool. But I'm not
like
into
it.
I do, but it's hilarious how easy it is. All I got to do is either, A, put on a uniform, pretend I'm a fireman or a policeman, because, oh, my God, I got to bang that, or pull up in a motorcycle. Hey, baby, you want to get on my motorcycle? Oh, I must sit on his meat whistle. I mean, it's, like, so easy to do these things. You women are like children. Like children. Man in a uniform, I got to have that. Well, then I'll put on a uniform, you dumbass. Jesus Christ.
A lot of people choose to do that. I just did it, done it, and I don't want to do it again. You know.
She said, I got a guy on a motorcycle. She said, ooh.
Well, that's what trips her trigger. So,
I guess women are easy.
Yeah.
Babies with candy.
I like seeing a guy with a nice ass bent over an engine with the hood up. I would stand there and just drool at his cute little ass bent over.
Which, you know what, that's to open up a whole other topic that I don't think we have time to get into. Because why do we care what a guy's ass looks like?
Well, what do you care about ours?
Because we see it a lot when we're from behind, Deb. How about that? That's the difference. See, there's the difference.
Did you check that?
No, what's that? Bang, 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 bang. I'm just saying, I was the bang, bang. So I don't get why you guys care about a guy's hairy ass when you're not usually doing anything from behind.
Do you realize that if you're doing...
Or are you?
If you've got a girl on her hands and knees and you are doing her from that aspect...
That would be called doggy stuff.
You could be fantasizing that you're gay.
No, nobody does that on Earth.
Mm.
Because you don't have to fantasize. If you think you're gay, then go find a butt pirate with a hairy ass and do it. You don't have to fantasize, just do it. It's not like we lived 700 years ago or it was such a big closet thing where you can't do that anymore, Deb. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
So did you summarize her question?
Well, I'm just saying, she is sitting here. It feels like a paradigm shift for him, that things are going to change now if you let too much time go by. Okay.
Oh, God.
And this is why I often tell my male clients in private sessions, I say, you're in a standoff right now. If you keep this up, you're going to lose her. So 3 to 5 days should be the limit that you wait before making amends. If you want that person back.
Then what happens after 3 to 5 days?
Well, that's when I think the partner moves on.
I'm just curious.
And
if you set a time limit, then you have to have a plan for after that time limit. Then what happens?
After that time, that's when the other party starts to get their backup. They start building a defense where they'll say, you know what, this is too little and too late.
Okay.
Adios. Bye. And then,
arrivederci.
And then they go, next.
Next is okay.
Yeah.
You know, some people line up replacements so they don't have any downtime.
And we're getting some interesting feedback here. Catherine is saying that's why homophobic men love pegging.
That doesn't make any sense. If you have a fear of homos, why would you want to be pegged? I don't get that. If I have a fear of broccoli, I don't want anybody shoving broccoli down my throat. If I fear something, I don't want it.
A fear of broccoli.
I'm just saying, if a homophobic means your fear of gay things, right? Then why would I want a gay thing if I'm afraid of it? I don't get that.
Well, I'm just saying, it's, you know, the human psyche, they don't even understand it.
Well, nobody,
you know,
everybody
they
thinks
don't.
They do.
Yeah.
Freud thought he did, too. All those people.
Now, see, what will happen here also with him is he's going to realize how much you've meant to him. But if 30 days, 60 days start going by, people start changing. They change from the feelings they had. I kept thinking about what Virgil said about Jill.
Oh, I had to laugh.
He says, you are fantasizing about Jim, Deb.
I had to laugh. Well, he does it with children.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Well, anyway, your cards look like, usually, remember I always say, you guys are going to make up. I think you're going to.
Well, it's automatic.
I think you're going to make up.
Yes,
but,
as the sun shall rise in the morning.
But every time these things happen, these shutouts,
I would think,
you start moving further away from him.
If it's healthy, eventually that should start creating separation. People that are like really broken, they go through this off and on thing for like 10, 15 years, some people a year, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've had people call in that they had on and off for years, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's broken. Real people, eventually, that on and off comes to an end eventually.
And, you know, for myself, my limit is 6 months. I should have a wedding proposal or marriage proposal. Otherwise, I'm moving on. Because it just is always, I guess that makes me a fat person.
He was making a lot of statements, you know. He was planning for the future and making all these statements of what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and how he's going to do it, and how this and that and that and this, and how I'm learning. He says, when you're going to learn more about me, and this, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I think he says a lot that means,
no.
How, what do you mean?
No, just talk to Lisa.
Oh, yeah, I am. I think a lot of what he says is himself envisioning that a picket fence and the house, you know, little cottage. And a couple of dogs and, if you've ever heard Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young sing that song, Our House, that is like the perfect, perfect.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't hear that much anymore.
Yeah, and there's two cats in the yard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song, actually.
That is the sweet life. It's like if you saw that movie, what was it, with the kids at the little military school, and Wayans went in as that.
Oh, that was Major Payne.
Yeah. How he fantasized her coming out with the tray of lemonade.
Oh, did he? I haven't seen that for a while. That was a good flick.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Well, I think Jim's got something for you.
Yeah, I didn't actually read it yet, but here we go. Your healing angel card subject is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity.
Mm-hmm.
A magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel.
Yeah. Great. I love Jimbo's humor. Yeah, but I love you to pieces. You each have your own unique individuality, and Jimbo's humor is so screamingly funny.
I speak from my heart.
I wish you would do stand up at a comedy club.
I'd rather do sit down.
No, you have to both get up there. You're Gracie and Ellen. He plays off of you. You're the
That'd be a modern day thing.
Oh my God.
That'd be modern day.
You
Gracie.
Guys are hilarious together. I laugh when you're talking to everybody else, and I'm screaming with laughter. I just love it.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Like it very much.
After all this time, you could be sick of us. You know,
that's right. I'm just here to amuse you. You can just laugh at me. We're a clown. The old Pesci from Goodfellas. Gotta love that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to say adios, Lisa, for now.
To everyone.
Okay.
Yes, to everyone. Good luck, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well, we'll Facebookers hang on for.
Yes. We have to do this in increments. We have to say goodbye to our Blog Talk folks. There's many of you on hold. We apologize, folks. The moral of the story, you probably hate hearing it. It's better to be early than late, and this is why. Sorry.
Yes, and well, those shows that they jump from one reading to the next, and they get so dry.
We do the best we can.
Yeah,
but,
it's boring.
And first of all, nobody's aware of it, but you can get in the queue 15 minutes before the show starts. 15 minutes. If you call like at 16 minutes, they're going to tell you, you can't call in yet. But as soon as you hit the 15-minute mark and you call in, you can get in the queue.
And Terry Sue, I don't think every man wants to do that.
What did she say?
About having anal activity. Not every man wants that. She said her husband has never asked her for that.
Well, of course not. Jesus Christ.
Oh, but there's others among us that would say, Jim. We've been asked.
Well, then, you know what? You got a butt pirate in disguise. Because if he wants something that is like a penis in his butt, guess what?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe he wants to do it to his woman.
She just said that he wanted anal, wanted like receiving.
Who did?
I thought you were saying wanted to get it.
Her husband's never asked her for that.
Oh, asked her. Oh, I didn't know which way because they were talking about pegging, Deb. We're talking about pegging, so don't switch it around.
I don't know why that's such a big deal. You know, if you love somebody and they say, oh, I really want to try this, I would do it.
Yeah, you know what? I love you so much. I want you to take my eyeball out of its socket and bang it. I mean, really? Come on. Where do you draw a line? You can have lines. They don't. Not every single person has to have the same line. It's fair. And you know what? If you aren't my doctor, don't stick shit in my butt. So that's, you know, the guy that does the freaking, what is that? The scope thing we got to have every five damn years.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, okay, they got to do that. And then you got the prostate thing once in a while. But
the
you know
finger
what?
Wave.
Other than that,
yeah.
Stay the hell out of there. There ain't no business in
there.
Well, get your fucking ass out of there.
Let's put you up
there. Get out.
No, stirrups.
I wasn't born with a vagina, so I don't have to worry about
that. Get that speculum out that is like a great big
you know
salad tong.
You know what? If you don't like what you got, call God up and say, I want a new sexual organ. Oh, that's right. Nowadays, you can just go get one. But you want it. You just want to complain about it. You guys don't want to trade it in. You just want to bitch about
it. Why aren't people happy with what God gave them?
Yeah, obviously, there's a DNA thing and there's a chemistry thing that people are just... And I think some people, they came out not the way that their chemistry thinks in their brain. That's all. What are you grabbing me for?
Terry Sue says, we try lots of other things that I hope my mother doesn't find out about.
Okay, well, nobody really wants their mother to find out about anything you try. That's weird.
No,
anyway.
It's intimacy.
And you don't want to know what they've tried either. It's like, not everybody has to share everything secret in the family.
Now, what does that mean, Virgil? I have heard, is it Southgate? You were popular in the bike shed at school.
Deb, there's so many thousands of conversations going on. You can't just take a snapshot and try to dig
into
it.
Well, I like to act semi-engaged.
You can't be engaged in two things. You're the card reader, Deb. You're the reader of the cards.
Oh, he's teasing Terry Sue, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
It is what it is, Deb.
Right, here we go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh.